I'm taking a software construction course through the University of BC MicroMasters program that's up on edX. And today's coding was working on the capstone project for the software construction, the first one course of two. And it's interesting. I think the interesting part about what I was working through today is again just working through some code and just really understanding what code does that you haven't really had experience with before. And the quicker you can do that, of course, then the quicker you can make changes to it. And today I was just going through it, trying to make some small changes, trying to kind of map out how the classes were working, and how the additions that I was going to put in. Or have to put in for the capstone project, just mapping out how they're going to fit, and kind of changing some classes around so that we have an interface which the other classes will inherit from, because we have to add a couple of classes to it just in the way that the assignment is laid out. So that was interesting. That was kind of fun. Really, how am I feeling about it? Like, I really haven't been answering that in my daily 100 Days of Code podcast. And today it's interesting because just walking into a project like that, and often walking into kind of opening up the code editor or Visual Studio Code for me, whatever it might be for you, the first reaction is kind of a bit of fear in that, what if I don't know what to do? And there's that fear that kind of sits there. And often if I let that, it will stop me from doing any coding. You know, what if I don't know what to do? What if I don't know how to solve this problem? Then it'll just be wasted time, or I'll just look dumb to myself, or I'll, feel useless. But most of the time, what I find, in fact, all of the time, what I find is I'm not, if that fear kind of comes up, I don't have to address the fear. I don't need to figure it out. I just need to do something. I need to take the first step. And today that was just opening the code editor and kind of reading through the different classes and figuring it out, and actually just reading through the different classes and making a small change or two that was actually successful. And by the time I was done my hour, I still haven't solved the whole problem, but I'm much more confident and the fear has gone away a little bit. I understand a whole hour more of that code than I did earlier. So really, my lessons learned in this is that as that fear pops up, I just need to walk in and take the first step and first couple of steps, and generally the rest will just open up for me. So that's my day of 100 Days of Code. Thanks for listening, and I'll let you know how things are going tomorrow.